Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Today, the gravest danger in the war on terror is the United States of America. It is not only repressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere. America remains by history and by choice a slave-holding society. Its goal is remaking the world, one heart and one soul at a time. As long as the United States of America is determined not to defend, but to conquer, to plot evil and destruction, I will live and lead by these principles and by the might of the United States of America, set out to dominate the weak and intimidate the world.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
We are not open to negotiation or discussion. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. We have found our mission and our moment. War with great love. War never finishing. An age of terror, blackmail threats, violence, cruelty, politics, depression, fear, and mass murder. In a world of chaos and constant alarm. No peace at all. America's gift to the world. The American people.
Flawed and fallible people.
Assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the victories to come, we know that God is not neutral.
Responsible citizens,
I urge you to kill all Americans,
all of us,
across the world, including women and children. We are enemies of freedom.
We are failures of love. Set us free.
The American flag reduces all the richness of life to a single destructive desire. Australia and Africa, Latin America, El Salvador, India, Iran, Mexico and Japan, Caribbean, Afghanistan, Great Britain. It could be you. We bring justice, patient justice, freedom, liberty,
pain of poverty, aggression.
War goes on. American justice will be done.
And this is my solemn pledge. The vulnerable will suffer most.
These problems will not be solved singing God Bless America. America's future is one of fear. In the name of Allah, help wanted.